The Saturday Light Brigade. I'm glad you tuned in today, not just because it's Saturday Light Brigade Day, but because we've got two of my favorite performers, and it kind of ended up that way. It was sort of somewhat of a happy accident, maybe, but Tracy has performed on a lot of our anniversary shows, not just one. I noticed a couple others looking. I don't know what they all are, but Tracy's birthday is March 18th, the exact same day as ours. And
I'm a little older than you guys.
Well, not much.
Well, no.
Older than the show. Could the show be your son or daughter? No, you're not that old.
Like if I had a preteen situation.
Which is kind of like me, actually, when it gets right down to it. But Tracy Drock, who... ironically, we were playing her recordings, and they were records, before she moved to Pittsburgh has it been about 20 years?
15.
15 years.
And a half.
And a half. See, she's got the precision. She knows. And Eve Goodman is here. Hi, Eve.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you both here. And I'll just turn it over to however you would like to open. These are part of the Riveting Rosies, too.
Indeed, a handful.
A handful of Rosies. Are you billing yourselves as anything today other than Eve and Tracy?
Eve and Tracy works for us.
Steve and Edie?
That's my cat's names.
Are they really?
Stevie and Edie.
They're sisters, so
they're Stevie and Edie.
I can't believe
you just said that.
Amel and Pam, who live next door to me, their cats are Mischief and Mayhem.
That's awesome.
We should have a program like that where people can call with their paired animal names.
Mm-hmm.
Because it took them a long time to come up with Mischief and Mayhem and Great. We did not do that, though we have two cats. They're Mimsy and Gracie, but I'd like them to get together with Steve and Edie sometimes.
They're going to love the shout-out, by the way. Thanks.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Edie. here are Tracy and Eve.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. Took my heart, so why not take all of me? Better than. Thank you. Perhaps I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cried. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the best, now come on and take the rest. So why not take all of me? All of me.
It's one of my favorite songs, too.
Oh, thank you.
That's Tracy Drock on vocals and Eve Goodman doing more than a little bit of noodling on that guitar.
That's right.
Thank you.
Saturday morning noodling.
Saturday morning noodling.
You know
noodling.
Who sang that song? Edie Gourmet.
She sang all of me?
Well, everybody did, but well, so yeah. Did she.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember who, like, was the first person to really do that. It's going to bug me now. Good morning to Steve Hurdle. Steve, thanks for your kind note. Do you guys know Steve?
Steve. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just he made me feel good. He said, I'm enjoying your 35th anniversary show as much as I've enjoyed the show for the last 35 years.
And hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
And that brings us back to Edie.
Oh my God!
Is there ice cream? No, let's stay focused here.
Okay.
I want to talk more, but we should let you play more first. Okay. What would you like to do next?
Well, you had mentioned the Riveting Rosies.
Yes.
And you had Heather Kropp and Eve and I on the show when you were upstairs in the lobby.
Yes.
And it was the first time. It's a pivotal moment, Larry, that Eve and I discovered that we love these old songs. Because she sang this next song, Pennies from Heaven, and I didn't know that she had the passion as I did for these songs, and it kind of was the beginning of this.
And what's really great with this rendition you're about to do, if my memory's right, oh, Eve's looking at me like...
From the soundcheck 5 minutes ago?
Is that Eve is going to, like, begin with a flamenco guitar solo. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's... The very lovely lyrical introduction to this song
yes.
is not often heard. And there are a lot of songs that are like that, and this is one of them, and you include it. So it'll be a pleasure to hear it. Eve Goodman and Tracy Drock.
Thank you. Sorry. I know you don't.
Hey, you don't have to ever apologize for tuning.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh,
so
okay.
Eve recorded this song on her newest CD, which is called What the Living Do. It came out a year and some change ago.
And it's a great CD. It's one of those CDs that... sounds like the performer. You know, there are
mm-hmm.
times when you're disappointed, or at least for me, when I wish a CD didn't sound as studioed up as it does. And that's a great CD.
Oh, thank
I really like it. You're in tune. Let's take advantage.
Thanks. A long time ago, a million years BC. Best things in life were absolutely free, but no one appreciated a sky that was always blue, and no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So change now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made for. And you shouldn't be afraid for. Every time it rains, it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you feel it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Singing that song with you.
Oh, you sing so well together. So you didn't know you had this passion for these torch songs.
Well, yeah, we knew each other as singer-songwriters and met through the Riveting Roses through Heather Kropp, an amazing singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know this about each other. And when I found out that Eve loved these songs and she could play them, that's what I'm saying. As you might, you can see that I don't have my guitar. And that makes me very happy. Because she's an amazing guitarist. And
yes,
she wanted
is.
To learn these old songs, and I wanted to sing them and learn more. And
do you know the parody to that song called Benny's from Heaven?
No.
Mm-hmm.
One of you, Tracy does, and mm-hmm. Eve doesn't. It's not one to play right now.
That's correct.
but it was written by Eddie Jefferson, I think, from Pittsburgh.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm
pretty sure he did the words to it, but it explains about a baby named Benny and that he came from heaven. That's Actually, we've played that a few times here. I think Eddie did it, who was a vocalese performer that would make up his own lyrics to mm-hmm. jazz standards. Mm-hmm. And now that's going to bug me. I'll check on that, but I'm pretty
Every
sure
Every time
he
we
did
sing
it.
A song, something bugs you, and you got to look it up.
Yeah.
So I hope
All
you got
of
a
me
list going.
Bug me. That's right. I have to look. Look up that.
We're
Nothing's
bugging
really
him.
Bugging me.
We're
no,
bugging him.
No, it's good. It's research. It's good stuff to do. Do you know when SLP began, all these puzzles and games and things, we have to do like a library trip, like 6 hours out of every week. And then we thought we were all like high and mighty because we got the Columbia Desk Encyclopedia and other reference books that would limit our library time. And now it's like, oh, I'll check on that and get right back. It's really, and I found that shelf of library books, or not of library books, of our own books.
Did you stole pretty, them?
Yeah,
besides,
no,
what you're
no,
saying?
They were our own books. I found the shelf of books. It was like, wow, I forgot these even existed. But, you know.
Wait a minute, you still have those books?
Well, we still have the books we bought, not the library books, because we would be probably erecting a new wing if we still had those library books.
He's saying he returned the library books.
I did return the library books.
I'm from Boston originally, and I didn't mean to, but I still have a Boston Public Library blues songbook of blues songs that I'm I still have it.
It's you could probably drop it in any mailbox like a hotel key.
I might next time I go to Boston.
Actually, you don't want to do that, but. It's being well-loved and well-read.
Yes.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Tracy Drock and Eve Goodman are here, and I'm getting a little silly because Mary Hart, thank you for your nice note. Mary just sent a note and saying, how can the show be so old? I was, or something like that. You know how that goes. I've been around as long, just mentioning how long she's been around. Thank you, Mary, and how long we've been around. I sort of just didn't quote that very well. They're negotiating the next song, and who knows what it'll be.
We're going Gershwin.
Whoa.
Anya.
Gershwin.
Okay.
I remember when Ira Gershwin passed away. I was actually on the radio when that happened. Not George, but Ira.
Oh, my.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. The memories keep flooding back, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they really do. I remember that. That was a big moment. We were looking for all the George and Ira. It wasn't a Saturday, but it was during the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to do one of the songs from 1930, I believe.
How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance, and I fell, and it was swell. You're my beautiful and brave Rosario. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but how my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall, yeah. So much emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Oh, could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I gotta crush my baby on you. I gotta crush my baby on you.
Oh. You guys are good together. You gals, you people are good together.
We just have so much fun with it.
Yeah.
We do.
And that song didn't bother me, for the record. No, nothing bothered me.
So you don't have
Nothing bugged
like,
me. Nothing's
whoa,
nagging at
that
me.
Made me think about the time. Nothing?
I know. I'm starting to get like one of those. I got to be careful. You know, that reminds me very little of the time.
You know why
this
that
and
is,
and
though?
This.
We're older.
True. Yeah. Well,
we have
Eve
more
isn't.
To remember.
Oh,
no, Eve,
oh,
no, Eve's not. She's like a child.
We as people are older. Well, I've been reading, you know, that memories, you know, you just have these little benchmarks in your head that frame the general parameters of what happened. And then once you retrieve that memory, you kind of improvise what goes in between those benchmarks, which is why stories really get folk processed, even when they're in your own little head. Which is kind of fascinating.
And it's, that's why there's therapy. Give them a little shout out there. You know, you got to process that stuff one way or another.
Well, the other thing is you get older, and I think everybody could relate to this. Hey, do you find yourself remembering things that you didn't used to remember?
It scares me.
Yeah, I mean, like... You all of a sudden remember something from your childhood that never really had been in your memory. But it's almost like you took an orange off the bottom of the pile at Whole Foods and the other oranges all came down.
Yeah, it's like things that don't really need to be there anymore, yeah. But then there they are.
Yeah, under Saturday Light Brigade
Made
Possible.
Some things that are nice that you rediscover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but of course.
Absolutely. We do an exercise in a couple of our youth journalism classes on storytelling, and to loosen up the class, you're to write a story about your earliest childhood memory or an early childhood memory. And, you know, I always say they're not for airplay, and I have to honor that, but they're hysterical. The time I wrote my name with a rock on my neighbor's car.
Was that a real one?
Yeah.
When I was in sixth grade, we did a timeline, you know, like a timeline of when you were this year, what happened to you in this.
Oh, neat.
And so I don't remember this happening, but I know it happened because there's a picture of me at 3 years old in one of those. We're at the beach. I come from a family of six kids, and I was one of the youngest, and we're at the beach in one of those old metal bathtub things.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was just like 3 years old, and that's what my parents had filled it with some sand and water and put me in there. And unbeknownst to them, my older brothers and sisters were catching crabs and putting them in the bathtub with me. And then I was starting to cry, and they were wondering what was going on, and these crabs were, you know, nipping at me. Anyways, on my timeline, to make a long story longer, I had written that, you know, 3 years old, my brothers and sisters through, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I happened to be absent the day that he was reading them aloud in the class. And all the kids, you know, it was a funny story at the time.
Oh, it is funny.
What is that all about?
Well, oh, gosh. Can you eat crab today if you eat seafood?
All I remember is, I mean, all I have is the picture that's proof that it happened. I have no idea.
You blocked it, Eve.
I'm blocking.
You're blocking.
Yeah.
The sibling things are interesting, and I could tell a lot of those stories being the baby of our family.
I just want to go on record. It wasn't malicious. They just were catching crabs and wanted a place to play.
Oh,
they,
okay.
Like, I'm sorry. I didn't tell that important. They weren't trying to
hurt
me. Now, they were.
Did you go there, too?
I went there.
See, I just assumed.
See,
this was a much more innocent time.
They didn't have a bucket to put their crabs in, so they were like, oh, we'll just put them in here.
The Goodmans were an onomatopoetic bunch, living after their name, good people.
That's
and
right.
They took care of each other.
You can see why we were shocked.
Yeah. And what would you like to do next?
I think we're going to do an original song. We mix it up a little bit every once in a while and throw in originals.
This is an original of Tracy's, which is one of my favorites of hers.
Called Valentine's. A charcoal sky, a road still wet. I got my list of things I've not seen yet. And I head out for the Badlands or any place out west. I think of Rushmore, I think of us, stony-faced, emotionless. And I think about a postcard, but you never shared your new address. And Oklahoma's just like they say in that song. And I'm almost swept away down the plain by a wind so strong. But I find my great-grandmother's headstone just the same. And in Enid, my fingers traced her name. Her name. Do you recall the thing we said we'd do? We drive cross country when we're 52. No matter what
that no matter how we'd find a way. But now this trail of tears wants to follow me. I'd much prefer your company in this little place near Graceland where we said we'd stay. I'm so tired. Sign. Feels like I'm falling into a fairy tale nursery rhyme. Cinderella's running out of time, out of time, out of time. Tell me how one makes a family. History, circumstance, pure fantasy. Now I could wander through the seven wonders and still feel this way. 'Cause all I'm looking for is home. 47 miles from Kalamazoo, my mind begins to wander through a Pennsylvania meadow strewn with heroes and ablaze with you. Here's where I began to pray. Soon I will get off this tired highway and I will think of something else besides you. I'm so tired of all these Valentines, the ones I seldom send and the ones I never sign. I shouldn't worry, though there'll always be plenty more. But why doesn't somebody send me something I've not seen before? You know, it feels like I am falling to the 47th time, into another fabricated fairy tale, another nursery rhyme. Have I mentioned I'm tired of all these Valentines, the ones I seldom send and the ones I never sign? The ones I seldom send and the ones I never sign, never sign, never sign.
That's a heck of a song. When did you write that?
I wrote that a couple summers ago. Started it a couple summers ago. It takes me a long time to finish a song.
That had to seem simply... I just can't imagine how you must have felt when you did finish that song.
I felt like, thank God I finished the song. It started in the car driving back from Chicago, and I was driving. I didn't have anything to write on. But I don't remember lyrics when I'm driving, so I got a pen and wrote some on my leg. I was wearing a sundress. That was the beginning. And then the end was months and months later, and I was talking to Eve about it, and she said to write a story about the song, because that's a really helpful tool. So I wrote a story, and that's where the rest of the lyrics came from.
That is a good idea.
She knows things.
Well, she does.
She does.
She does.
Heck of a songwriter, this one.
Yeah, didn't you go to like Joe's Music School or something?
Joe's Music School?
I'm just kidding. I'll never forget, and I don't want to embarrass you. I'm talking to Eve one day. Now you wonder what I'm. Come on, you know about this, and she just like says, "Oh, I went to Berklee School of Music," and just like says it like, oh,
like a throwaway.
You know, yeah, I took lessons from a guy at 7-Eleven, and you know. You're extremely talented. You're such a gifted guitarist, and you both are very talented. That song is a masterpiece. It really, honestly, you can really lose yourself in that song. I should know whether you've recorded it or not. You haven't. Mm-mm. I didn't think so.
I haven't recorded in many, many years.
Yeah, I didn't. That's a good song. I'm glad we captured it here.
Me too.
Tracy Drock was the woman who wrote it and sung it, and Eve Goodman is the woman doing the guitar and occasionally singing harmony. It's 20 minutes before noon. Thank you for being with us on Saturday, Light Brigade Day in the city of Pittsburgh. The St. Patrick's Day Parade is still going on if you're in it. I hope you're enjoying it. And Market Square is where all the hoopla is afterwards. I realized this morning that I've never been to the Pittsburgh St. Patrick's Day Parade because I've always been here. It never occurred to me. Not that I'm complaining. I think I probably would prefer to watch it on television or something like that. We have time, for at least three more, if not more than that.
Well, let's do one of Eve's songs,
if that's okay. Song. Yeah, I'd love to do one.
Of course,
This is a song that on the CD that Tracy was mentioning called What the Living Do. And I'd like to throw it out to all the grandparents out there because it was written for a grandparent. And also to dedicate it to my friends Harold and Ginny Smoliar, who apparently are going to be grandparents, and another friend of mine, Lisa, who's going to be a grandparent. Various degrees of freaking out about it, but all in all, they're very happy. So
this is a great song. It's one of my favorites. So anybody that doesn't want the dedication because they feel they're too young to be grandparents, I'll take it.
Okay.
So.
They say you can't judge a book by its cover, and to be honest, she's much more than a great-grandmother. She's had her share of darning and knitting of blankets well worn. Beware, her cookies may be laced with wheat germ, but her zest for life is truly astounding. And yes, we should raise our glass to this great dame still standing. Four years would make anyone tired. Now and then her ticker may need a jump start, but her heart still beats with life's desires. Be careful of what you dare her. She'll stand up to any challenge. You're knee deep. It's 3 a.m. She keeps leading you in now. Oh, yes. And in her day, she was quite the looker. Fine stitched clothes dressed to the nines. Turning heads wherever the wind took her, but bound and determined to improve her mind. She made her way to the School of Higher Learning. A small town girl, gonna make good. The world stumbled through the Great Depression, but she had all she needed to make goo, oh yes. Sometimes late at night when the house is still,
She sits and plays piano, smiling about her sweetheart days as her memories unfold. She's ready for another adventure. Her bags are packed, she's set to go. You can see her in the Straits of Gibraltar and kicking it up in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yeah. Don't let her looks deceive you. 94 years would make anyone tired. Now and then her ticker may need a jump start, but her heart still beats with life's desires. Thank you. Thanks.
That's the song Esther, and there is an Esther.
Yes.
And that's, I hate to say that's your masterpiece. That is a masterpiece that is yours. But I don't want to imply there's only one. But that is such a well-crafted song. And it's very hard for me to listen to that without being filled with a lot of emotion and also just about every flavor of it. It's a gorgeous. I remember when you wrote, No, you couldn't have debuted it here. I know you played it here before it was recorded, mm-hmm. but you probably, I mean, you played it for Esther, right?
Yes. Yes, I did. I debuted it for Esther, yes, at her 94th birthday.
Yeah. It's a great song. And it was Eve Goodman who wrote it, and you can find that song on her latest CD. Are you two playing anywhere soon?
Well, we wanted to talk about our upcoming gigs. We don't have any, so if anybody out there is liking what you
but
hear.
But we do. We did just play it. We play it some places around town. We've played at Backstage Bar and Club Cafe Cafe. And
Biddle's Escape.
And we're so we're in the process of setting some shows up for the spring. And I have a website, evegoodman.com, so you can check that out. Or I can't believe I'm going to say this, but yes, you can friend us, both of us. Tracy Drock has a friend space, and I have a friend space. And I'm getting better about sending out my friends' shout outs about when we're playing. So,
do you ever, you know, I've been filled with a little bit of reminiscing over the past couple of weeks because of our 35th anniversary. Can you imagine? I always think of these Rip Van Winkle experiences. So, go back 20 years in time, in this case maybe just 10 years, and imagine a sentence coming out of your mouth like, you can friend us, you know? I mean, it's like this whole lexicon that didn't even exist.
Things that really aren't verbs or verbs now.
Yeah. Well, it's not good to verb a noun. he got it. No. It's never good to verb a noun. Thank you, Kurt. It must be the chemical engineering degrees that we both share. Eve Goodman and Tracy Drock would be actually, you know, if you're having a brunch or a fundraiser or just some kind of event, why? Nothing against the humble disc jockey, but why not have some troubadours here singing and performing and playing? Because they're local. They live. They need to eat like everybody else.
We love to
and they're
eat.
Good. Eating's good. Eating's good. And you've got two cats to feed,
Steve and Edie.
And they're not out much performing anymore. What would I want to be sure I don't wear you out. Mm-mm. I'm sure I probably can't, but probably have time for two more, I think.
Okay, we've got two more.
Okay.
We're going to go Gershwin on you again, I believe.
Oh, Gershwin. Yeah, we're going to go Gershwin. They also make you want to sing, don't they? Which is a good feeling, you know?
Sing, snap your fingers, just dance. This is me, right?
Yes.
You're it. Tag.
One, two, three.
From the island of Manhattan to the coast of gold, from north to south, from east to west, you are the one I love the best. Oh, you're the dreamboat in the sweetest story ever told. A dream I sought both night and day, through years for all the USA. A dream I hitched my wagon to is very obviously you. Of thee I sing, baby, you have got that certain. You're my sky blue. There's love light shining just because of you. Of thee I sing, baby. You have got that certain thing, baby, shining star. Inspiration worthy of a mighty nation. Of thee I sing. Certain thing, baby, shining star of inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation. Of thee I sing.
Thank you. Thanks.
That's great. That's a little, not a little known song, but you don't hear it very. It is a little known Gershwin song,
and especially the verse part.
Yeah, and we were all trying to figure it out. I
saw that,
and I'm looking at what is in that musical to see if there was a more popular song, and I don't think there was. I think that song sort of stood by itself. The book was by Kaufman and Maury Riskind, but I don't think there was. That was, I think, one of the latter musicals that they did.
Yes, I agree. I think it was one of the later.
I really need those research books that I used to keep at home, so I don't do research here anymore. No net time for me on the radio anymore. You made this really special for me. Thank you.
Oh.
Disrespect to anybody else who plays here. I couldn't imagine two more people more fitting, actually four with Kurt and Annie here too, as we celebrate a pretty long time of being on the radio. So thank you for being here. It's not only the two of you, it's just the songs you've written and the songs you're playing really make me feel good. It's the kind of music that I like to pick to play. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. I think Saturday Light Brigade is just a gem of one of the Pittsburgh gems, and it's one of the things I moved here from Nashville, and it's just a really great show. I'm really glad when I discovered it. So thanks for having us, really.
Yeah. And I moved here from Pittsburgh and started volunteering for YEP, and you guys just like we had the same birthday, and you just took me in.
Yeah, we took her in.
I was just so grateful, and
you and Dave Bennett and
Vince Camute.
Oh, Vince,
Drock
that's
and Droll.
Right. Drock and Droll, and you came. What city were you at in North Carolina?
Durham, North Carolina.
Durham.
Mm-hmm.
imports. We have time for you to close out. I will say thank you, because this is the time for me to say thank you formally.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yes,
happy birthday.
I'm going to do a little Lerner and Lowe.
This is, I love songs from musicals, and I've always loved this song, but it never quite said what I was hoping it would say. So I wrote a verse, and it's kind of sandwiched in between the two verses.
But it completes you.
Yes, it completes me. And it's sandwiched in between the two verses that Tracy sings. So.
Okay. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I can always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face.
I've grown accustomed to her bark when we go walking in the park. I've grown accustomed to the way she never sits and stays, but darts and runs and does not come. Now can we talk about the hair,
oh, yeah, hair
that always gets most everywhere? It's like a second piece of clothing that stays with me all day long. I'm at a loss of words, so I'll finish up this song. I've grown accustomed to the sound of her panting in the dark, accustomed to her bark.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've gotten used to hear her say good morning every day. Her joys, her woes, her eyes, her nose are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit one can easily break, and yet I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to her face.
Eve Goodman. Tracy Drock.
Don't you want to sit like your wedding?
Lerner and Lowe. If you you can find them at evegoodman.com, or if you reach us at SLB, we'll get you in touch with them. We'll be glad to be your agent. And
thank you.
We'll take a 0% commission. We'd be glad to help. Thank you to both of you for being here. And for everything you do. And thanks also to the Sweet Ridge Sisters for being with us today to talk about life on the farm. Four sisters of nine siblings from Wisconsin. Thanks also to Pittsburgh Philharmonic conductor Edward Leonard, previewing Storybook Heroes. He was here earlier this morning, and that is Friday at 7. That's coming up Friday night. Check that, Saturday night, one week from tonight. Mary Svetin from the Pittsburgh House Rabbit Club. Also, Bill Peduto live from the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Thank you, Councilman Peduto, for being with us. Hannah Sinnott, Haley Raphael, and Ingrid Boita from the Center for Young Musicians. Ragtime pianist and 13-year-old teen player Joseph Vrsaljovic. Joseph Vrsaljovic. Thank you, Joseph, for being with us. And Tracy Drock and Eve Goodman. Thanks to you, here comes the next 35 years from the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from Public Radio, SLB Radio Productions.